Welcome to the Virtual Light, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. We're so happy to have you here. Really Virtual Light for June.
Yeah, June already. We're into summer already.
Yeah. Well, summer in this part of the world.
Yeah, exactly. In Australia, they're going in the other direction.
Right. Well, we're going to begin our 100-degree weather here next week, I think, or this coming week. So we're ready for it in Las Vegas. We really do like the hot weather.
We've only had a couple of days so far that have broken that scale. So we're kind of looking forward to summer in general here. So today we've got a lot of stuff for you today. You know, the group always tells me ahead of time what they're going to be talking about.
Yeah.
So that I have a little bit. Well, you know, if we're doing a course, if we're doing this one right now called Stepping into the New Realm, mm-hmm. which I'm very excited about. It's about basically the group says nothing's going to be the same as we step back into this world. And they wanted us to know a little bit about that new realm. And that's what this 3 days is on. We've done 2 days already. Next week is the final day of that. But when I'm in putting on a class or any of these things, they'll give me a little indication of where we're going, what we're going to talk about, because it's usually very important that I at least get on board with where they're going. Today, nothing. So, well, that's usually a surprise, but we'll see what happens with
that. Over the years, many years we've been doing this, you've learned to trust that they're always there. Back in the very beginning of our work, you were a little nervous.
I was more than nervous. Yeah. I was afraid that I was going to stand up on stage with all these people looking and they wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Well, what would happen if I stood up and they said, you know, they told me something really interesting. They said, we want you to do something every time you channel, and it's your responsibility. And they said, once you do that, we'll take it from there. And you know what they want me to do? Greetings from home. That's all I have to do.
Yeah.
That's literally all I have to do. Close my eyes or whatever I'm going to do, set the energy, and I say greetings from home, and then they start the flow. And
well,
so today was, it'll be a surprise to all of us today.
Well, I know you. You know, it has happened in the past. Yeah, I know you. It has happened in the past where all of a sudden something isn't going right. Usually something technical or easy.
Really?
Computers aren't working. And he'll say, take it, Barb. And I'll go, okay. And then I rely on my own channeling just to
She channels incredibly well, too.
Channeling on the spot.
Her on the spot to do it, but it works.
Oh, I get them for that afterwards, believe me.
She does, too. She does. So today we've got a tremendous amount going on. I do want to tell you about one thing, because we have obviously switched everything around for the COVID-19. And we're not going to be talking actually a lot about the virus today, surprisingly. We've got a lot of energy that we work with on the virus. We're working with this particularly in the Rising Light area. It is a subscription area of the Spavo TV, and we try to bring you, most of the time they're short channels. Barbara's not even here for most of them. They're just me and the group to try and get right down to the essence of things that they want you to know and want you to be available with. We used to do predictions, comments, and questions. We've gotten away from that entirely, and we've kind of moved that over into this one little section of Rising Light.
Right, we have received some really good questions that we'll address later on in the program.
Today we'll actually address some of the questions, because you sent in questions to questions@espavo.org. So we'll be working with those here today, too, to cover that. But anyway, there's a lot of things that we've moved around, and the one that's coming up, we have, you know, we did it originally last year. It's called Timeline Healing. It was part of the Master Healer Seminar. And we basically spent the last, I don't know, 2-3 hours on this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful modality, but we just didn't allow enough time to really get into it. And that was the only complaint that we had about that seminar in Las Vegas. We didn't hear from anybody in Belgium about it, because we did it there, and then we turned around and did it in Vegas as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we did hear one thing, that people just didn't have enough time to really get into it, and I didn't really have enough time to really explore that process. What is Timeline Healing? Well, it's real simple. We are who we are by our experiences. So many times we are acting out things that happened to us 20, 30 years ago sometimes, or maybe if you're not that old, 10 years ago.
Well, that's where therapy comes in,
right? But we've gone through life and we've learned things, and we end up taking our path by what we've learned. And what happens is many times we have things that are pushing us in directions that we don't even know about. And we may not even know that they're there. So that was originally what we started with inverse wave therapy, was to go back and get those guys.
Exactly.
To go back and change them, to identify them, to lock into them, and shift the energy. And we did really well with that. But now the group has come up with more than that. They want to not only teach us how to go back in the timeline, but to go forward in the timeline. Mm-hmm. And also about present day. So we're going to be working with all aspects of the timeline, the present, past, and future, but mostly the present. So they've got new additions that they've added to this. We've eliminated a lot of the complexity of inverse wave therapy. You don't need the tuning forks for this. You don't need the massage tables. You don't need a lot of the complexity that we did. And like I said, we've turned this into timeline healing, so it covers the entire timeline.
I look so forward to that because I know inverse wave therapy helped me personally so much.
We had so
many
stories.
With different little fears that I had in my life that did originate from my childhood, and it was powerful to overcome those. So I am so glad that we're moving ahead and taking it a step further. And we don't need the tools of the tuning forks and the massage tables and that.
They helped a lot back then.
They did. Back then it was perfect.
Even
but right now the tools are within us. You know, we don't need a lot of the extra. We're powerful enough to create this next step.
So we know that having COVID-19 on the planet is still a problem in many different areas. We know that people are restricted from doing different things, and especially with touch at this point. So what we've done is we've shown you how to do this completely remote. And we're even going to show you how to do it over the internet. For those of you who want to do it, we're going to go through the 3 days of working with this because we're going to spread it out into three different segments. It's on the calendar already. It's in the store already, so you can actually go and sign up for it already. I don't quote dates. They stopped me from doing that a long time ago.
Check the website.
It's next month. So check that out and join us. And we'll be working with that because one of the things we're actually going to do is I'm going to show some very simple ways of setting up your studio so that you can do this. Now, I'm not going to spend a whole day on it, and we've done this before, where I have taken, especially the Light Masters, every year, we turn off the green screen, we take the Light Masters on a tour of this place to show them exactly what they've been looking at, how we do it, and how they can start setting up their own studio. Well, it's grown so much now that even the one we did a couple of years ago, everything has changed pretty much in that time frame. And now with this virus on the planet, more and more people are finding it really helpful to have this information and be able to reach out and not only learn online, but teach online.
Oh, you see it every day when we watch the news. All these newscasters, most of them are working from home. And sometimes the setups are good. Sometimes the sound quality is not so good.
If I never see another newscaster's animal, it will be too soon.
We love animals. We love children, but sometimes it's like when you're in your home settings, and we've been guilty of that. We put our dog Sadie on camera before.
But we don't bring her up all the time. So that's
but it's the way it is right now. People need to have this knowledge and use it in their own home to get their message out.
We're doing a wedding next weekend. Over the internet.
Yeah.
Be beautiful. So anyway, a lot of fun things that we can all talk about and work with that way. But I wanted to tell you about timeline healing because I'm very excited to bring it back in this more direct form. Like I said, over the years, we had more people writing us. And they would write us not right after the seminar. They'd write us 6 months, a year later, and tell us about how these things had affected their lives and how they were able to trace it back. So this is very powerful stuff. We're going to show you some new techniques with it and ways to lock it in. For those of you who are Light Masters, we're going to be working a lot with the Infinity exercise, the Infinity Eyes exercise. We'll be doing more of those things and showing you how to use that purposefully with your clients and how to do it even remotely. Now, we know that everybody's kind of moving back out of the remoteness, and everybody's starting to go out. We're seeing people on the beaches now. We're not going to judge any of that. Everybody's got to get out once in a while to do things and so forth. If you're coming to my house, you're going to wear a mask. It's real simple. Otherwise, we don't. But we're very cautious here, yes. And I know other people aren't, and I know a lot of people are pushing people to get out to try and save the economy and try to bring things back.
It's an individual choice. But for Steve and myself, we're not going to venture out for a while yet. We don't feel like the time is right for us. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't. Everybody has to decide for themselves.
And I'll just bring you a very quick update on the virus so that everybody can be on the same page. If you tuned in today to hear the updates on the virus, we're not going to be talking much about the virus today. Everybody kind of knows where we're at with it.
I think we need a break from the
it's
talk.
It's not going away. We're going to be dealing with it for a while in different ways. So we've seen it mutate already. It calls it evolution. We call it mutation. But basically, it's evolved in different ways, and now it's affecting children off on this branch over here.
Breaks my heart.
We've got a lot of other things going on with this, so let's just breathe and take it easy. And the most important thing is to keep away from politicizing this, because that is the worst thing that can happen, and it's happening every single day. Where we see people with masks and we call them one area and we call these another party in the United States. And it's just ridiculous.
Well, we're starting to see anger come up in the situations.
And you're going to see
because
that.
Because people are disagreeing what they should do. And it just, that won't help at all.
Well, you're also seeing that as part of the grieving that we talked about at length last month. When we came by, the whole channel was on grieving. And about the reaction to it and so forth. And anger is one of those parts. And we got a lot more of this coming. We're just at the very stage of the grieving processes, and you're starting to see some of the reactions to it.
Well, anger goes hand in hand with frustration, and I think that's what people are feeling.
Yeah, sure. They feel like they're not in control and that everything's there. So anyway, like I said, we're going to leave that here today to if you really want to know more about it, because we talk about this all the time in Rising Light, and to try and kind of keep a track on where things are going and where things are at. But I don't want to bring it into every process because, quite honestly, we've had a little bit enough of the virus for a while. So
I think we need a little break.
we're going to give it a break. We're going to talk about other things today and work with it. It is not that it's gone away. It's still here. It's getting ready to go through its second wave of energy, which would normally be in autumn. But because of the fact that we have people, especially here in the United States, more so than any place else, and of course, whatever reasons, we've got three times the amount of illnesses than any other country. So whatever the case, we've got a lot to do with that, and we can work with that in different ways. So
I think some other countries are getting close to
Brazil
where we are.
Brazil is getting hit very hard. Oh. We're actually going to come together with a global light, which is the free one that we do, where we bring healers from any walks of life, from anything, even if you don't know who we are. It doesn't make any difference. When we do a global light, what we try to do is just say, here's an area that's a problem on this planet. Let's open our hearts and send some energy. No matter what you do, whether you're sending Reiki symbols, whether you're doing Karuna Reiki or whatever it is that's your modality, we want to invite you to come join us for that. We're going to have at least two of them this coming month. They are at critical times. One is about a week and a half away from now. And that is what the group wants to do with these. They want to wait until it is the most critical time that we can do that. And that's why we send out an email at the very last minute. We try to give you at least 2 days. But we send out the email to let you know. So if you're on the mailing list, you'll get an email of when this comes up. If not, just keep an eye open for it. And we will make this, of course, public. It'll be on Facebook. It'll be on YouTube. It'll be on our site and several others. It's also on Doccast, Wowza. We use different streamers from time to time for a lot of
different things. I haven't even heard of some of those.
Yeah, I know.
Did you make those up?
I did. No, actually not. But anyway, we're overjoyed to be with you and doing the process that we're working with here today. So here's what's going to happen today. I'm going to turn you over to this beautiful lady in a second. She can walk you through calming down and setting your energy. And then I'll go into the first channel for the day. And by the way, we combine the channels for the beacons of light that goes out and basically edit anything that needs to be edited in it because you don't talk the same way you write. So that's coming up soon. But the first channel will be right after this, as soon as we get to the other side of this. And then we're going to come back. We've got Meg with an awesome segment today. And Allison is just, she's got so much to cover.
Yes,
it's just
Allison
amazing
Chester
to watch
Lambert.
What's happening. So anyway, we've got some beautiful segments from both of those. Barbara's got a special segment coming up. And then, of course, we'll do the questions and answers. We didn't prepare a slide today, so if any of you want to do this for the next time, you send it to questions with an S, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N-S, at espavo.org, and it'll be here for next month.
We'd love to hear from you next month.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. So with that, I'm going to turn you over to this beautiful lady here, and we can get started and go in a different direction. Ready?
Okay.
Espavo.
Espavo. Well, how can I not be having a new day when I have a loving husband who calls me beautiful all the time? I am blessed. And I'll have to treat him good the rest of this day, won't I?
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Anyway, I hope that you are all doing well and that you're finding some happiness in your life, whatever it be. Just waking up and finding a new beautiful day. That's the important part. Each little step of your life can be something that you have gratitude for. If you want to focus on the negative and all these horrible situations, you can go there. But does it help anything? If you really fill your heart full of joy, then you do have more to offer other people. I know I get sad. I hear stories about what tragedies and illnesses and different things that are going on in people's lives, even our niece who had to postpone her wedding. And, you know, it's just devastating. But that's life. And life is at its most challenging right now. So what can we do? We can meet that challenge, can't we? With a smile on our face and love in our heart. So right now, settle your energy wherever you are in your life. Close your eyes and take a deep, deep breath, as deep as you can. Hold it. Let it out slowly. Open your eyes. Greet your future. It's going to be a good one. So it is.
Greetings, dear ones. We join you this day excited. You see, humanity, from the larger aspect, has now crested a new energy. And we're very excited to tell you about this. Does this mean that when this new energy, that all these challenges, virus and everything that you're dealing with, will suddenly go away and everyone will start to get together and combine in different ways? Well, that's what we're waiting to see. We're going to see how this opens up. You have crested an entire energy. And what that actually means is that things can start coming back to what you would call a normal energy. Now, we have to tell you that normal in these days is quite different than normal even just a few years ago. So planet Earth is evolving, and the societies are doing their best to keep up. And that's part of what is taking place in many ways. But today, the main thing we want to tell you, have you ever been anywhere on the planet where it snowed and you had fresh snow covering the ground and you could see nothing but white, a few trees, which are also covered in snow, white everywhere and brand new snow, so there was very little evidence of other people being there before you. But then you turn and you look over here and you see footsteps. Or someone has been before you and you suddenly feel a little more comfortable, a little bit knowing, and you have a path at least that you can follow in some way. Dear ones, you are setting those first imprints in the snow. You're the ones that are setting these energies that other people can follow for many years. And we hope that you simply understand that. Many of you have come in with contracts specifically designed to connect you at the right moment, the right space, and the right section of interspace. And with that, when these come along, you suddenly feel pulled. Now, because of everything that's going on the planet right at the moment, it's very difficult because when anyone pulls your energy, your first reaction is to close off. Your first reaction is to, wait a minute, I don't want to be controlled or manipulated. When actually it's just spirit saying, you have a contract coming right here. Watch down the street. You'll see this person coming toward you. And it's not right or wrong. And even if you miss that contract, it's not a problem because they'll tell you again when you get close. But now, probably more than ever so before, people will start stepping forward and creating a new path, a new space. Will you be ridiculed for it? We can almost guarantee it. We can almost guarantee it. People that don't follow the herd mentality will be singled out at these points. But also many of you came specifically with this information. You came with a specific contract, sometimes just to say a few words to a person, sometimes to nudge them, sometimes to even give resistance to something. So there's a lot of this that's starting to unfold and take place in a beautiful way. Watch for it. And when you're looking around for that path and you're looking for those footprints that preceded you, know that you're making them. You're the ones at the beginning. You're the ones making those imprints right now that millions will follow. So choose it well. Now, what about the direction you're moving? Does that make a lot of difference? No, because you can always change your direction. That's the beautiful part about humanity and the planet of free choice. You have that opportunity. And we also tell you that you are quite multidimensional. You're not aware of that. And as we've mentioned, you have all this going on here. You're worried about it. You're angry about it. No matter what side you think you're on of all these discussions, it doesn't really make a lot of difference. Because you see, in the multiple realities that are all around you, there's actually 12 dimensions. 11 of them are filled by shadows of you, your energies. And when you make a big decision in one life, in one area of that dimension, those other dimensions pick up those other decisions and basically go in a different direction. So that means you miss nothing. Is it possible to make a wrong choice? Yes, in this lifetime, this dimension over here, but somebody else is going to pick it up. And when you come home, you have the essence of all of it happening. And with that, we tell you, you are living in crazy times. You're very much aware of that. You've seen new headlines that you've never seen before. The word unprecedented is being used more than it ever has before on planet Earth. And yet we tell you that's not the most active of all of your dimensions. There are many that are very active, again, perfecting certain areas. Dear ones, you're in the times of mastery. That's what this is. That's the reason so many challenges will come up. Gives you opportunity to master things as quickly as you can. And if you miss it, it's no problem. There's another one coming fairly soon. And that is the most beautiful idea. To look at every aspect of any problem you might have as an opportunity for mastery. And when you master those things, it means you don't have to take them to the next level of the game, which you're starting to build right now. And that's unbelievably beautiful. We'll share more about that in time. But we tell you, over in one dimension over here, you have a unity consciousness which is starting to grab hold on planet Earth. It's very beautiful. Over here, you have another one. And over here, by the way, you have Hillary Clinton, who is president. We told you, decisions in different ones. She just survived her second assassination attempt. So things are not calm anywhere, are they? Looking for change, looking for shifting energy, looking for a lot of different reasons. We'll show you some of that. Because what you don't see is you're creating it. You can change your world and start bringing in other aspects of your own multidimensional being. You can start returning to the perfection that you truly are. It's with the greatest of honor, dear ones, that we greet you in these ways. I ask you to treat each other with the greatest of respect, nurture one another whenever possible, and play well together as all of you step forward. Aspavo.
Aspavo. We'll be back in just a few moments with more of the Virtual Light broadcast, and we'll hear then from Meg Adamson. See you then.